Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me, if you would, at two openings. 1 Peter, the first chapter. Then also 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. We're continuing on a subject we've been on for some weeks now. And I'm calling it right now, I've called it more than one thing, but calling it right now the incorruptible seed. The incorruptible seed. In 1 Peter, first chapter, 23rd verse, 1 Peter 1:23 says, we're being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Next two verses. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower thereof falls away. Now let's stop here. Our body is born of a corruptible seed. Corruptible means it can decay. And so our body is just like a blade of grass or a flower. It comes from a seed. And then it develops into maturity. It reaches its peak. And then like a flower or a blade of grass or a tree or a plant, it starts aging and decaying and has a limited life cycle. The maximum life expectancy that the Lord has given us is in Genesis 6:3, about 120 years. Now, if you think, well, that's way too long. No, there are a few people living that long. If you look it up, I mean, there are people alive today that's 112, 113. There's been some recently, one was 117. It's possible. Most people don't make it that long. But if you made it to 100, that's better than most people. But you know, it's not just about existing on the earth that long. I mean, I don't want to stay that long unless I'm accomplishing something. Amen. But with the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day. So 100-year life to Him would be like a couple of hours if you do the math. Amen. So if you've been alive 50 years and you're going to make it to 100, you got like an hour left. God time. And that's not just a skewed way of seeing it. That's the right way of seeing it. We're the ones that think 50 years is a long time because it's all we've ever experienced. But God, who's been around for untold billions of years, He's experiencing time correctly. And that's what the Bible says about Him. So, corruptible seed, but your spirit, if you're born again, amen, is born of an incorruptible eternal seed, which means you will never age internally. You should develop, but you don't grow old, ever. Your mind is not your brain.
Thank you, Lord.
Your brain is the physical organ your mind functions through. But your mind's a part of your spirit being, your inner man. Sometimes people think, well, you know, I'm getting old and my brain's getting old. I can't remember everything and I guess I'm just getting old. Hush. That's like shooting yourself in the foot, man. Why would you do that? We tell our little ones, we want to get it in them while they're little, to say this out loud. They know it. I'm quick. I'm sharp. I'm bright, I'm good looking,
amen,
and very rich,
amen,
and a major blessing. Our little ones at church learn this. I see people nodding their head. You've heard them say it. What'd be wrong with the older ones saying it? I'm quick.
I am quick.
I'm bright.
I'm bright.
I'm sharp.
I'm sharp.
Good looking.
Good looking.
Very rich.
Very rich.
And a major blessing.
And a major blessing.
That's me. Is that you? If you look up Deuteronomy 28 and Galatians 3, you'll see we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Because Jesus became a curse in our place. He redeemed us specifically from the curse of the law. Well, we ought to know what the curse of the law is, to know what we've been redeemed from. Because if you've been redeemed from it, you don't have to have it. And one of the things that's in the curse of the law is losing your mind. Have you read it? Being distracted, crazed in the wits, losing your mind. And quit singing songs that talk about losing your mind. Have you ever noticed how many secular songs talk about losing my mind, going insane? I mean, it's in songs all over the place. And it's foolish to sing such things. Don't let it come out of your mouth. Amen. Even if you're tapping your foot to a good bass line, just don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. I've been saying this for years, and I recommend it to you. I will never lose my mind. I will never lose my mind. I had an aunt who, when she was 103, could recite the entire family tree from memory. Names, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, cousins, a lot of dates, places of birth. Well, I mean, 103. You don't have to get fuzzy just because you get gray. That'd be a good message, wouldn't it? You don't have to get fuzzy mentally just because your hair gets gray.
Amen.
Don't accept it. Don't buy into it. You might say, well, I don't want to be, but you just never know. Well, then you're subject to dementia. I've been redeemed.
I am the redeemed.
It matters what you believe.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
People say, well, I hope that don't happen, but you just never know. Listen to the 91st Psalm. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. It may happen to 1,000 on this side, 10,000 on the other, but it won't happen to me.
Amen.
I'm quoting Scripture.
Amen.
Psalm 91.
That's right.
But see, most people are not bold enough to talk like that because they don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, it's not going to work for you because these signs follow them that believe, not those that don't believe. So the fear, actually the fear of a thing draws it to you, pulls it on you. If you're afraid that's happening, it pulls it to you.
Amen.
Like a magnet. Come on, somebody said out loud. And don't be moved by any symptoms you've had. Even if your brain needs a touch, we know the one who's got the touch.
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen.
Said out loud, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
I will never
lose my mind.
I have
the mind of Christ.
Is
that Scripture?
Yes.
I have the mind of Christ. I'm going to be quick and bright and sharp all my life. And then I'm going to leave here.
Amen.
When God and I get good and ready for me to go.
Amen.
Not before.
Amen.
Not until.
Right.
It'll come soon enough.
Right.
Well, somebody needed that.
Amen.
And it didn't hurt the rest of you.
No.
Don't believe lies. And don't be moved by anything. You know, I've seen people say, you know, I forgot that and I said that wrong and there must be something going on. I've heard 20-year-olds do the same thing.
Amen.
They just didn't think anything about it. The enemy is always trying to get you to accept something. And the way he gets you to accept it is if he can get you to say it. This is happening to me. I have this. I can't do this. My arthritis. If you say so. My bad knee. My weak eye. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
The scripture said, let the weak say,
I am strong.
What? Let the weak say, I can't get around. No, let the weak say. You need to learn to do what Jesus did. He's our example. There is no better example. He said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do also. And Jesus spoke to things.
Amen.
And they changed. And if something's not doing what it should, you say, body, body, you're my body. Listen to me, kidneys, work. Function properly. Listen to me, lungs, clear up in Jesus' name. I'm not talking about me doing that for you. I'm talking about you doing that for yourself. Talk to it. Speak to it. And if you need to speak to it again tomorrow, you do. And the next day, you do. Speak to your brain. Speak to it. Be perfect. Be normal. If there's been any damage, be restored. Can God do it? Easy, easy, easy for him. But he's got to have some cooperation with us. And it's not about what he can do. It's about what we will receive.
Yeah.
What we'll believe, what we'll receive.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. 1 Corinthians 3, are you there? 1 Corinthians 3 and 6. Talking about the incorruptible seed of God's word that lives and abides forever. The Spirit of God through Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. What did Paul plant? He came to them and preached the gospel to them and taught them about the gospel. They had never heard it before, so it was planting. Later, Apollos, who we know to be a teacher, he came and taught them, no doubt on some of the same subjects, but he taught them about things they had already heard. And so it watered the seed that God used Paul to plant. But God is the one that makes the seed grow and produces the results, gave the increase. So we need both. We need the planting of the word that we've never heard before, but that's not all. Just because you've heard something, the word of God, that's not the end, it's the beginning.
Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.